an employment program focused on hiring 10,000 equity-deserving youth by summer 2026 will be considered by Toronto's Economic and Community Development Committee on Wednesday. The program aims to prioritize summer employment opportunities for young people aged 15 to 24. City officials said the program also functions as a mentorship opportunity and violence prevention strategy for at-risk youth. According to the City Council motion, there are clear links between youth unemployment and increased risks of violence, crime and justice system involvement. Youth unemployment in Toronto is at crisis levels, with the city experiencing the highest rates since 2014, with exception made for 2020 and 2021 due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the motion reads. The proposal was put forward by Kaun Parthi Kandaval, Scarborough Southwest, and Kaun Jamal Myers, Scarborough North. In a letter to City Council, Kandaval and Myers wrote, "A lack of economic opportunities disproportionately impacts equity-deserving groups such as Black, Indigenous, and youth living in priority neighborhoods or Toronto community housing. The push for better employment opportunities for Toronto's youth goes beyond just financial need," the motion argues. "The high rate of unemployment has also stopped many young people from developing job skills, social capital, community connections, and a sense of hope for the future." The city councillors recommended that the federal and provincial governments provide investments to the proposed program, though they did not disclose a specific monetary amount. Kandaval and Myers also recommend that a multi-sector, career-focused strategy be created in 2025 to get at-risk youth employed in a number of diverse careers. The councillors said major events hosted in Toronto, like the FIFA 2026 World Cup, should be leveraged to generate youth employment and skill development opportunities. In Ontario, the unemployment rate for people aged 15 to 24 was 15.7% in 2024, according to Statistics Canada, an increase from 11.7% in 2018. Males in the same age category are especially affected by unemployment. Statistics Canada reported the 2024 unemployment rate was 17.6% for males 15 to 24 years old, a 5-point bump from 2018. Unemployment isn't the only figure on the rise among young people in Toronto. The motion further states youth firearm arrests have increased 161% over the past 2 years. Two-thirds of violent carjackings are also reportedly committed by young people. An investment in youth employment programs can apparently act as an effective preventive measure to break this cycle, the councillors argue. Boston, Atlanta, Chicago, and New York were cited as successful cities where similar initiatives significantly decreased violent crime through youth employment programs. Nearly 90% of participants in summer youth employment programs in the aforementioned cities developed new skills, made community connections, and increased hope for their future, the motion said.